Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right. We live now? What are we doing?
Hey, can this you hear part,
yeah, right? I was having some computer craziness over here.
All right. I was going to jam that song for an hour and a half.
Sorry. The computer decided not to cooperate with me for a minute there.
Okay, but we're live on the radio
now.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I just couldn't stop it.
All right. Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend with us. Welcome, guys.
What's going on, man? Thank y'all for having us, dude. I'm excited to be back.
We haven't met Zach yet. How do you know Zach? He's on the road with you, obviously.
Yeah, he's a comedian in Nashville. So, you know, it's a small enough world you're just forced to hang out with people like this every now and then. So we're just in the same room a lot, which I guess is how friendships begin. But I get to bring him out to Omaha for the first time. So it's exciting.
Appreciate it, man. You have fun out here. Tonight's one show tonight, two tomorrow. Colleen's in the room with us, too. All right.
Yeah.
Colleen's mic's not on.
I'm getting that.
And maybe you can attest to this, Colleen, but the emails and the messages are coming in. Sex on psychedelics is amazing. Every report has said sex on psychedelics, amazing.
Oh, I think I'd pass.
Oh, she don't want to.
No.
Never had?
No.
Sex
never
on second?
It?
Really?
No, well, maybe. Yeah. Let me have a flashback and think about that. I don't want to disclose too much here. I just met a new
Nashville.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to disclose too much here, right? You guys, now, people were talking. How did this come up in conversation anyway? Oh, the story. The story out there.
Yeah, there was a story about it.
Yeah, psychedelics, your sex life is better. But that's also, we found out that's because psychedelics get you off depression medicine.
Antidepressants, which
can harm your wiener, right?
Sexual activity.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't say my name. Sex on psychedelics is amazing. This is from a female perspective, but my partner was tripping too. It was many, many years ago, but that experience produced my first O.
Zach looks like you've been through some psychedelics, am I right?
How about you, Aaron?
No, not really, man.
Really?
I've been pretty lame about that kind of stuff. I'm terrified of it. I'm a coward. I don't like the idea of losing my faculties. So I'm a real big coward.
Not me. I've done it all, man.
So you don't.
Okay, let Zach talk. Yeah. He's done it all. Let's Zach. Zach's done it all.
Yeah, I've done the cross-eyed mailman. I've done the.
Thank you
the
for
one-eyed
listening
FedEx driver.
Man.
Yeah, I've done it all.
Thanks for listening on the way in. I love that. I already like you just because you listen on the way in. I appreciate it. Well, Colleen put it on the radio, I'm sure, but still. Thanks for paying attention on the way in, I should say.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, she's got to tell them what they're getting into.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
That's all right, what's the story? Because Push described a situation where it's Aaron, it's you, and it's our buddy Greg Warren and Bargatze, and you all did a 40-yard dash.
Yeah, Facebook just fed me this video just like 2 days ago, right. And all of a sudden you were doing an episode of his podcast, and then somehow decided it would be a good idea to go run a 40?
Yeah, we were doing an episode of Nate's podcast outdoors during the eclipse that just came through.
Okay.
So we're sitting on the 50-yard line of a high school football field.
Where are you at?
We're in Paducah, Kentucky.
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, we're on a football field. We're men past our prime. So we start talking about who was the best athlete. And Nate's like, let's just run a 40 out here. So we ran a 40. Yeah. I had the slowest time of the group, which is a little disheartening.
Oh, you beat Warren. That's something.
No.
No, Warren beat him.
Greg Warren beat me, and Greg Warren's got 40 years on me. And but what I kept saying is, Greg Warren ain't
young, man. That's for sure.
But he was an All-American athlete. It's not like I'm losing to some scrub.
True, but here's the deal about that. What I'm impressed by Warren is that, because I'm pretty sure I know how old he
is. I'm impressed none of you blew a hammy. That's what I'm impressed about. Because if you don't warm up and you don't practice that, that's it.
Yeah,
easy.
When's the last time you really sprinted? That's what I was thinking about.
I haven't sprinted in years because I can't anymore. Time. But I used to be able to sprint, but I would have lost that race easily by far.
I started sprinting, and within about a second, I was just like, I just don't want to fall down. I thought I was going to fall down, which would have been humiliating.
Did it feel like you were falling forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
and you played high school. Is Bargatze an athlete? He's a skinny guy, though. That's why he's pretty
fast. He played
fast,
some
right?
church league basketball, but nothing serious.
But wasn't there only there was only maybe
he played on a carpeted basketball league? Yeah.
Wasn't there like a half second spread between him and you and last? I mean, it wasn't a big range.
We were all sub seven.
Yeah, you're all between 6 and 7.
Right. I was just shooting for single digits when I started. I thought if I'm over 10 seconds, that's humiliating.
Greg Warren came in second.
He did.
And I think Josh Blue came in fifth, right?
Josh Blue.
That's a great line. Josh Blue won. Well, he runs sideways, he can cut the wind.
He's more aerodynamic.
He cuts the wind that way, running sideways. All right. We love Josh. He's a friend, so thank
he'll
you.
He'll be here soon. He'll be soon, wasn't it?
Yes.
A couple months, he'll be here.
End of May.
All right. Nice. So no hammies were pulled. Right,
I felt it the next day. That's for sure, man.
Yeah,
it was a moment where I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm still a little bit of an athlete.
Yeah, you played football in high school. Yeah.
I made all stars when I was 9.
Well, you're also the youngest guy of those three guys, right? You're younger than
Bargatze. By a huge margin, too.
I know you're way younger than Warren. I know that. You know,
but I've got at least 10 years on the next oldest guy.
Okay.
So on paper, I should be beating these old men in a race, not coming in last.
You should, man. You
know, anybody put a clock on it?
It was Nate's dad was running the timer.
Okay.
So everybody thought he had his thumb on the scale a little bit. He was rigging it for his
saying
boy.
You guys all ran a sub 10.
That's right.
Sub 10 seconds.
And did you witness the eclipse? It was the path.
Oh, we
Paducah?
Did. We were right in it, man.
Oh,
totality.
Man. Cool.
Fully dark. And we were in Paducah, Kentucky. So as soon as the eclipse started, people started shooting off fireworks everywhere.
Is that the reason you were there doing the podcast there? Because of the
It was the closest. We all live in Nashville, so it was the closest where
except
we would
Warren.
Get the
Warren drove up, right?
Warren drove from St. Louis.
Got it.
Yeah, but it was like the good meeting spot to actually see it. But, man, it's so funny to be like amazed by something and then you just hear bottle rockets going off in the distance. Like, we're still in Kentucky. You
know? And the weather cooperated?
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
No
well,
clouds.
People tried to shoot out the eclipse probably in Kentucky.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Jesus.
Did you witness the one in 2017? Yeah.
I did. That one came right through Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spectacular, isn't
it? Did you get either of these?
2017,
don't ask Todd this
south of town.
We don't have
about,
time for
30,
right
40 miles.
Oh, yeah, you
know,
did you go see it?
Yeah, we had to go back roads because the main highways were all clogged up, but we made it to a
plus
place
they could perform on each other.
That was right roads. In the middle of the path of totality. Mm-hmm. And phenomenal.
How did you react to it? A lot of people...
A lot of people get emotional.
A lot of people were crying when they saw it.
I saw people cry. I saw people hoot and laugh and a variety of emotions when it happened, when you hit totality.
Yeah.
Colleen, wake up.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Colleen.
Are we back?
Yes, we're back.
I do have the final times if you want the actual times
sure.
for that.
Well, is somebody else there we don't know?
There was five guys. I don't know who John and Brian are.
Okay, John Crist is a comedian. Yeah. He was with us. And then Brian Bates is another comic who's on the podcast.
Oh, he's on. Yeah.
Okay. Zach, what was your run, Zach?
Oh, I wasn't invited for some.
No. Yeah, well, you're a younger guy. You could have ran.
I was on psychedelics.
Zach just blew out his ankle. Tell him what you were doing.
I was walking. Yeah. that's probably why. Yeah.
Where were you walking?
I was in Austin, Texas.
Were you drinking?
You know what? I was, but not as.
Not the alcohol.
Not as bad as. It was pretty embarrassing. My hat flew off. It was a big old scene.
Did you just roll your ankle?
Step in a hole?
Walking?
It was like a pot. They have like potholes in the sidewalk in Austin. It's a real dump over there. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to keep moving out there.
And you fell. You broke your ankle or what?
No, I didn't break it. Thank you. Okay.
It looked.
Because I don't have health
insurance. He sent me a picture of it. I like to hike when I'm on the road. So I texted Zach and I go, I got some hikes lined up. And he texts me a picture of his foot. And he goes, I don't think I'm hiking this weekend. Yeah. Disgusting right. looking, dude. Is it still bad?
It's pretty. I can show you. I'll send you guys a picture. I'll throw it on like the Facebook page or something. Yeah,
sure, man. Put it out there for us.
Oh, so the final times were Aaron was in fifth at 6.58. I still think that's a very respectable time.
I mean, thank
as
you,
a grown
dude.
Man,
it's not,
right.
but I appreciate it.
Fourth place was 6.40. Third place, 6.27. Then Greg in second place at 6.23. And Nate in first at 6.17.
So yeah, it was pretty tight. There wasn't like a real big.
Greg's got a couple things going.
It wasn't
for him
a blowout.
There. He's an athlete, and Greg hasn't drank in years. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And when he's running, if you see him running, you're like, oh, that's a former athlete right there. He's got.
He runs like a wrestler, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some pent up anger in his face. Yeah.
Well, that's every day.
That's right.
With Warren. We should call him sometime during the show this morning.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I'd should call him, see if he's still sore. So this was that was like 2-3 weeks ago, right, at that point?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he may have recovered by now.
I don't know. It takes a lot longer.
Another episode of pushing buttons here. Are we going to be okay?
Yeah, we're fine now. I just did the computer wigged out for a second.
I saw Jim come in there, and Jim Sucks comes in there, and he looked around and said, I got nothing. Did he help you at all?
Yeah, it booted me out, and then it said, oh, your password doesn't work. Well, yes, it does.
Yeah. So, Aaron Weber, Zach Townsend with us. They're at the Funny Bone. One show tonight.
Two shows tomorrow.
Yeah. Two shows tomorrow. Right?
Really disappointed that Colleen doesn't appreciate astronomical phenomenon.
No, it's not. It's your long story.
Just over it.
I'm over it. We're just over it. Right. I'm with you on that. We're just over it. Right.
Living
in the
now,
man.
I can't
wait to hear what you say about the next one, Todd.
It's coming in 20 years. In 20 years, let's go check it out.
Cameron and I are going to Canada for that one.
All right.
And then Colorado the following year.
Yeah, I'm not going to hear that story.
We got plans.
I'm not going to hear that story. You know, if I'm alive, I'm not going to hear that story.
No, oh, I'm. I'm going. You're going to be the first one to hear about it.
Yeah, I think you should do the eclipse on psychedelics and stay home.
Oh, there you go.
And you could see it if you just stayed home.
Every day you can see that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.